Okay, so we're in the middle of the contradiction, Robbie Small, right?
Yeah.
Like, we just discussed the issue of one day, and Robbie Small seems to hold that the Kedusha continued, you know, forever, mm-hmm. and one day seems to be holding the Kedusha did not.
Right. Okay.
And so far, we're really only talking about the Kedusha Beis Hamikdash, right? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara does use these this exactly the same terminology, in fact, some of the same riots in other places, to discuss the Kedusha very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Which then leads to an unfortunate confusion of the terminology and of the concepts,
mm-hmm.
which then plays out in the Rishonim in interesting ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, right, that's what the Gemara here at the moment is very clearly only talking about the Beis Hamikdash, which means it hasn't said anything about Eretz Yisrael one way or another.
Okay.
Right? Is it Kashin Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel? Tomorrow there's a contradiction in the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Trei Tanai Aliba the Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi. So there were two Tanayim who said different things according to Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi. By the way, this makes a lot of sense in this particular case. Trei Tanayim means not two Tanayim, two, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Shimon or something according to Rabbi Shmuel. It means two people who were charged with remembering stuff.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense in this particular case because they actually use the same sentence. I don't know if you noticed.
Mm.
The two statements in Rabbi Shmuel used exactly the same sentence.
Did they?
Yeah. It's a sentence that appears in both.
Okay.
So it's actually plausible. Okay, anyway. But it says, V'ibay sema, you could say, Ha-Rabbi Yelazar bar-Rabbi bar-Yosi, Amara, the son of Rabbi Yelazar bar-Yosi, Amara, and maybe one of them wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the confusion is the one that was really Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel just doesn't hold that Kedusha Rishona continued.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, how do we hold Lalacha?
Mm-hmm.
So complicated. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, we do not hold that Kedusha Rishona continued. We hold the Kedusha Shania continued. The Eretz Yisrael really lost its Kedusha in the interim. And according to many days, Kedusha Sa'aretz is only Darabanan at the moment, meaning Kedusha Shania only works with Darabanan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
When we say a phrase like Kedusha Sa'aretz is only Darabanan, then there are, you know, a range of days ranging from, like, Eretz Yisrael has very little Kedusha Bizmanas there, all the way through to, you know, the Kafra Prerach and Rav Kooka, Eretz Yisrael has full Kedusha Bizmanas there, but the chi of trumas meiser is only Darabanan.
Okay.
Things like that, right? Different ways of reading that statement. And then the Rambam passes into the book, Kedusha Beis Hamikdash is Daraisa. Bizmanas there, from the time of Eretz Yisrael. So even though Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha, the Beis Hamikdash did not.
Okay.
Give out Dick. Okay, now we're going to start on the Midrash Esther Rabba in the Masechta. Vayhi b'meach ha-shvei-rosh, Amar Rabbi Levi, v'yisayim Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Levi said, maybe it was Rabbi Yonasan, davar zeh, Masoros be'adinim ha-anshei Knesset Zagdola. We have a tradition from Anshei Knesset Zagdola. Have you discussed already who Anshei Knesset Zagdola were?
Yes.
Good. Right? Kol makam she'ne'emar vayhi eino ela lashoin tzar. When it says vayhi, something bad is about to happen. Vayhi b'meach ha-shvei-rosh. Okay, that's a good example, right? Haman, sorry. Vayhi b'mei shvot ha-shoftim. Havei rav. Vayhi ki... Vayhi b'mei shvot ha-shoftim, in the beginning of Rus, right, and there was a famine. Vayhi kol ha-chel ki ha-chel ha-adam la-ruv. Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha-adam. Right?
Mm-hmm.
People started to multiply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that people were awful, and then the marble came, Vayhi ben Asam Mikedem. Havani Plan on Ear. Right? Before Migdal Bavel, Vayhi ben Asam Mikedem, right?
Right.
They traveled from the east. Vayhi b'mei Amraphel. Right? In the time of the War of the Four and Five Kings, in the time of Avraham Avinu. Right? It says, Vayhi b'mei Amraphel, Asam Milchama, there was a war. Vayhi b'yos Yashul b'Yericho. V'charvo Shulufa b'yado. Right? So, Yeshua was around Yericho, and he saw Saratz Vashem, who apparently was threatening him. That's a complicated example, obviously, but okay, fine. Right? Vayhi Hashem es Yeshua. Right? The passage says Hashem was with Yeshua, which you would have thought was a very good thing, right? Vayhi Ma'alu b'nei Yisrael. But then Achan took from the Cherem in Yericho and caused them to lose in Ha'ai, right? Vayhi Ish Echad min Haram Asayim. ki es chana ahayva Hashem sagar rachma. So there was a man who was Shmuel's father,
mm-hmm.
right? Who loved his wife very much. Again, sounds like a good thing. And Akash Baruch Hu wouldn't let her have children. Vayhi he's a kani. What's that? Correcting.
Kasher.
Kasher, yeah. Zakan Shmuel. Vilechu banavi derachav. Right, Shmuel got old. Vayhi.
Mm-hmm.
And his children did not follow in his footsteps. His children were not so great, right? And that's right. What led to the request to have a king. Vayhi David lechol dvarav maskil. David Melech was constantly successful. VeHashem imo, and Hashem was with him. Sounds like a good thing again. Vayhi Shaul oyein es David, and Shaul wasn't so happy about it, right? And made up David's life miserable. Vayhi ki yeshav Melech beviso. Right, it says that David Melech was sitting quietly, peacefully in his house. David Melech can't build a base of Mikdash. Right, even though he wants to. It says on it was the eighth day of the building of the base of Mikdash, right? Vesanyan was a brisa also a Yom Simcha Lifnea Kadash Baruch Hu Yom Shanivra Bo Shemayim Ba'aretz. And there's a brisa that says that this was a day which was so happy, it was as though the day of the world was created.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, parenthetically, this is a major theme in Chazal, that building on the Mishkan or a base of Mikdash is viewed as the culmination of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's loads and loads and loads of statements that link it into the creation of the world. Ksiv hacha vayhi b'yom shmini, ksiv hasam vayhi b'boker, vayhi boker yom echad. So it says here, it says Vayhi b'yom shmini, and we have a Gzeir Shava, Vayhi boker, right? Vayhi Vayhi boker yom echad. So that's why the Gzeir Shava, right? Ha shachiv nadav ve'aviu. That's the day on which Nadav and Aviu broke the rules and died, right? V'achzi Vayhi b'shmonim shana v'arabama shana. And then the Gemara says, there's another pasuk, and it was 480 years. So we're now going to have lots of psukim which don't seem to lead to anything particularly bad. Yaakov saw Rachel, right? It was a day and it was a night. Was this 480 years one?
Building in a bit of English.
Oh, no, fine. Thank you. Right, in words, there are some examples which are not so easily explained away. Va'ika shane sheni va'ika shlishi, and then there's the date of the week, the date of the creation of the world. Va'ika tuva, and there's loads of examples, says the Gemara. Amar Ravashi kol va'hi ika hachi va'hi bimei einu ela lashen tsar. So this is va'hi doesn't mean anything, but when it says va'hi bimei, that's where our tradition exists.
Okay.
Chamisha va'hi bimei hayu. There are five times those words appear. Va'hi bimei achashverosh. Our example, right? Days of achashverosh. Va'hi bimei shvedes shlim. It wasn't the days when the judges were judged, or the judges did the judging. Famous ambiguity, right? Va'hi bimei am Raphael, the time of Raphael, when there was the war of the five and the four kings. Va'hi bimei achaz, when it was the time of achaz. Just about anything that's going to start with that is a bad thing, because achaz was not a good person. Right? Va'hi bimei yoyakim, right? Yoyakim was about to die. Okay. Amar Rabbi Levi, even though Yehoyakim was actually a good king. Amar Rabbi Levi, Dar Zemesaurus, Beadenum Avoseinu. But, okay, says Rabbi Levi, we have another tradition from our forefathers. Amot v'Amatzia Achim Havu. Amot and Amatzia were brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These two kings were brothers, why?
Amos
wasn't Amatzia. Yeshaya, sorry. Which means that Yeshaya was first cousin to the king, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make a mashlam. So what? Right? Ki hada amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar Rabbi Yonasan kol kala shehitz nua beveis chamea zocha veyotzeim imena melachim neviim nalam nitamar. Right? This tells us something that we learned that Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani and then Rabbi Yonasan, any bride who is very modest in her father's house, she will have neviim and kings descended from her. Right, as we had in pasuk, Vayire Yodav Yechshavel Zena, Kichisasa Panea. So it says Yehudah saw her and thought she was a prostitute, but she covered her face. It doesn't make sense. She covered her face, so he thought she was a prostitute. That doesn't make sense, right? Ella, rather, mishum dekisabanea beveizchamia loyhaveyada la. Rather, since when she lived with him, she never let him saw her face. So now he's seeing her face for the first time. He didn't know who she was. Right, so she descended from her are kings and neviim. Melachim David, kings from David, neviim. Amar Rabbi Levi, Mizrach be'adenu, Amatzeinu, Amutz ve'Amatzia, Achim hayu. Right, and Yeshaya. Now it's important to note at this stage that Shulchan Mikra, I'm not certain the Gemara is correct here, because we do have some evidence that in the ancient Near East, prostitutes would cover their faces.
Okay.
Anyway, Uchsiv Chazon Yishayahu ben Amutz, and we have a passage that says Chazon Yishayahu, you know, that's who his father was, right? V'amar Yilevi, Dara Zemesaros B'yadim, we have another one. Ma'av Yisein, Komokom Aron Eino Min Hamida. Okay, so the place where the Aron was is not included in the dimensions of the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Tayin Amiyachi Aron She'asa Moshe Yeshlo Eser Amos L'chol Ruach. We have a writer that says that as well. The Aron, which Moshe Rabbeinu created, has 10 amos to all sides, which only works if you're not counting the space of the Aron itself. And it says, before the Dvir, there were 20 amos. Right? Orech. Uchsiv kanaf hakaruv ha'echad esr amos. It says the kruv, one kruv had a wingspan of 10 amos. And the other one also had wingspan of 10 amos. Aron gufei heichahava. What?
So then it was 20 amos wide.
Yes, it was 20 amos wide, but that's not. But there were 20 amos from every side of the aron, meaning we have a mathematical problem, right? It doesn't make sense, right? And you're an engineer, so I don't need to explain anything on that, right? Aron gufei heichahava. Says the Gemara, but then where was the aron? That makes no sense, right? Doesn't that mean that the Aaron was standing on based on a miracle and it wasn't on the ground and therefore we didn't need to count its space? Okay. Rabbi Yonason Pasacha Piska Lahai Parsha Miacha.
Okay. Is that saying that the Aaron was like didn't take up any space or it wasn't resting on the ground and so it doesn't count as the in the measurement?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Either way, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yonason Pasach Piskal Ahai Parshas Ameachah. So, okay, this is a typical device in the Midrashim. Rabbi Yonason, when he was giving Shira Megillas Esther, was starts teaching it like this. Right? Vekamti Alehem Vegomer Vechikorati Lebavel Shem Usher Venin Venecha Neum Hashem. Right? Okay, so, and I stood over them, and I destroyed for Bavel a name and relatives and Nin and Necher, children and great grandchildren and great grandchildren, right? These are the words of God. Shame, ze haksav. Shame, that's the writing. Right, meaning the writing of Bava was lost. Sher, ze lashon, that's the language, and the language of Bava was also lost. Right? Nin, ze malchus. When we say the word Nin, which usually would mean great grandson or something, it really means malchus, kingship. Venecher, zu Vashti, and the grandson. That would be Vashti. In other words, we took away everything which made Bavel, Bavel. Right? And Bavel sort of turned into Paras. That's the idea, I suppose, or something, right? Rabbi Shmuel Barnachmani Pasach La Piska La Hai Parsha Me'acha. Rabbi Shmuel Barnachmani would start teaching from here. Tachas HaNatzutz Ya'aleh Barosh V'tachas HaSarpad Ya'aleh Hadas. So underneath some thorny plant will rise some beautiful plant. I don't remember what they mean, right? Okay. And under some other thorny plant will rise hadas, which is myrtles, right? Which smell nice, right? Tasach tachsana asut ya tachs haman harasha she'asat smol avodah zarah. So underneath Haman, the evil person who made himself into avodah zarah, forced people to worship him. Dichsiv v'chonat simechol analim yale berosh, as a pasuk says. And all the Natsutsim and all the Nahalulim. What is. Oh. I'm not certain how it got it from that pasuk. I suppose because maybe Na'alim, that he was praised, and therefore something like that. Yeah, I'm not certain. Anyway, yeah, Lebrosh, the brosh will rise, right? Zeh Mordechai. That's Mordechai. It's some sort of sweet smelling plant. Shenikra Rosh lechol abesamim, because he was called Rosh of all the besamim shenemar. Ve'ata kachacha besamim Rosh mar dror matagimin mare dichitacha. The umatagimin mare. Oh, right. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and you take yourself spices, sorry?
It's probably, I think it's Mari Dichi, because then it's Mordechai.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I'm talking about Mari Dichi. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Right? So it says, and you take for yourself Pesamim, Rosh, Mar, or Dror, right? And we translate it Mari Dichi, which sounds like Mordechai. Okay, great. Tachas Asarped, Tachas Vashti, HaRasha'a, Bas Beno, Shel Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha'as, Shesaraf, Rapidas, Beis Hashem, right? So underneath the Sarpad, right, which is underneath Vashti Arasha, the daughter of the son of Nebuchadnezzar, right, who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, Dichsev Refidaso Zahav Yaleh Refidaso Zahav. His place is gold one. Yaleh Hadas, the Hadas will come. Zu Esther Hatadekes Shenikreis Hadassah. That's Esther. This is easy, right? That's Esther, the righteous one who is called Hadassah. So Nehemar says, "Why he omein as Hadassah?" Right, that Mordechai raised Hadassah. Vayal Hashem, 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 and it'll be for Hashem a name, right? Some sort of memory for Hashem. Zubikra Megillah, the Oslo Ilam La Yikaris Eli Meprim. Right, that's Megillah. We'll be talking about Hashem, right? Paradoxically, right?
Right.
For a sign forever, that's Purim. That will never end, that's Purim. Purim will continue forever. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pasach la Pisca la Haipar Sameacha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi started from a different place. Might say, sort of at the level of the obvious, when they're saying they're beginning from here, they're making a statement about the rest of Megillah. Right, so the statement that we start off with nasty people and we're going to, like, sort of progress through to good people is a relatively clear statement of the story of the Megillah. Right, the statement of, and Bavel will be destroyed and not remain, is a statement about what happens to Rishayim, as opposed to the progression from Rishayim to Tzedekim, right? And it's a different perspective on the Sefer. Right? Vaya kasher sas Hashem aleichem leitiv eschem, ken yasis lehara eschem. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be delighted, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is delighted to make things good for you, he will be happy to make things bad for you. Okay. Is it really true HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes punishing people? And the pasuk says that when they went before the first groups, and they said that acknowledge God for forever is His graciousness. Right, forever. So doesn't matter whether we're good or bad, He's going to give us chesed the whole time. Why do I say hodol? Why don't because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes looking after us no matter what. Why is it that, you know, last week's parsha, the Mitzrayim and the Jews weren't allowed to come near each other all night? Bekshu Malachi Asharis Amar Shira. Malachi Asharis wanted to start singing. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ase Yad Bai Tova In Bayam Va'atem Amrim Shira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the work of my hands are drowning in the sea and you want to sing? No! Right? That's not okay. Amar Bilia Elazar, by the way, very famously, this Gemara is horribly misquoted all the time, because while the moralistic point about not being too happy when people are suffering is true, it nevertheless has to be made work with Shiras Hayom. It's a topic for a different time, but just to note, right, it's nowhere near as problematic, programmatic a statement as it seems right at first. Not to mention with Purim, and this is meant to be a Hakdamah to the Megillah. Right? Anyway. Amar Rabbi Lazar, who eino sas, aval acherim meisis. Right, so he is not happy, but he lets other people be happy. Mm-hmm. It says, and he will be Ken Yasis. He will. It's a causative form. Mm-hmm. Right? He'll make others happy. It doesn't say he will be happy. It says he will make others happy. Now, truth is, the word Yisos doesn't exist anywhere into the Tanakh, as far as I know. Sas does, but not Yisos in that particular formulation. But, like, okay, fine. Right? Yasis often does actually, Yasla, like Akim says, Chasan Alkala, does sometimes just mean be happy. Not cause others to be happy, but okay. Fine. Do we have time for one more? Yeah, that's good. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana pasach al pischa lahi parsha miyacha. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana started teaching from this place. La Adam shetov lefanav tnasan tachma bedas simcha ze Mordechai atzadik. Right, so to a person who was good in front of him, he gave chachma, wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. That's Mordechai. L'chote natsan inyan ale soif lechnois zehaman. And the chote he gave, I suppose, thoughts to collect things together. That's Haman. To give to the good before God, that's Mordechai. And Esther, it's Mordechai al Beis Haman. That Mordechai, Esther placed Mordechai in charge of Beis Haman. Rabba bar. Okay, so fine. So here we will, in fact, stop. Right away. The third one from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? Mm-hmm. And the fourth one are really direct comments on Hashem's intervention in the Megillah. Right? Now, there, again, is an interesting polemical point being made if somebody feels the need to start talking about Megillah by saying, and don't worry, Hashem was behind all this, because, of course, famously, the Megillah, at least in our text of it, does not mention Hashem. There is a text of the Megillah which does mention Hashem. It is the text that actually made its way into the Septuagint, if you want to read it. But it is not our text of the Megillah. It's not the correct Masoretic text. So, by the way, most of the academic researchers acknowledge that it's a much newer text.
Which one?
Meaning it's the one in the Septuagint.
Okay.
It was altered to make Megillah from her.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of sometimes, you know, you're just making a comment, an exegetical point about the book, but here it's already at the level of really framing the reading.
Right.